changes the diapers on the baby new year. In only 5 days, he ages 1 year. Assuming 80 years and 10. That's what I've heard is the span of men. There've been almost 2,000 since Jesus died. That's a hell of a lot of infanticide. But before then, I'm sure it was worse. 'Cause I bet that he aged in reverse. I've got a lullaby for the baby new year, so he can get some sleep. He's got so much that he has to do here, especially if he's leap. A year is a difficult thing to be. There's strife and stress and such, and I don't want a lot, just the promise he will try not to suck so much. 3 weeks of filling your checks out wrong, of singing some dumb catchy Christmas song, of snow and cold and of feeling squirrely, of swearing you'll do your taxes early. 3 months of waiting for winter's end. 2 months of hating the thaw again. 1 month of wishing they'd fix the street. 3 months of bitching about the heat. Here's a lullaby for the baby new year as he lays there in bed. I want him to know that there's nothing to fear except the months ahead. People call him names and vent frustrations, and he's just passing time. How can he live up to their expectations when he's just past his prime? Then the autumn comes and the winter's after. He feels the chill in the children's laughter. It's not that anyone wants him gone, but Christmas time is a coming on. After Halloween, there's the cold and snow, and he's starting to feel so old and slow. But there's one bright moment in the sun, when we all give thanks for the good he's done. Here's a lullaby for the baby new year, the older year as well, 'cause they bring us everything we hold dear, as far as I can tell. There's a lot of hope for the year ahead, and some stuff that just won't take. But it's not the baby New Year's fault, so give the kid a break. He's only a baby New Year. Shh, soon enough he'll wake.